Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, here we are. Hi, Angels. And Di and I are here tonight. Welcome to the show. And Di, you're here with me, I think, as well. So we're excited to be here.
Yeah.
We've got a cool show scheduled. And it's all about sex. I love sex, right? Never get enough of it, but it's all good. No, cheating. So, it's like sex after, if you have a one-night stand or you sleep with someone right away, because sometimes things just happen, can you have a relationship afterwards? And that's it. I've had a few clients this week, well, the past month or so, that have wondered that themselves, okay? So, what's your thoughts on that, Di? And I know that you and I, we have a lot of clients that we talk to. And it can be devastating if you want something that's not happening, and it can be great if you get what you're looking for. And how do you do that? How do you get it if you're wanting a relationship and you slept with a guy or a girl? And how do you take it to the next level? And if you don't want it, how do you let them down gently, or do you even let them down, or just avoid the phone call? That's always good. So, what's your thoughts on that, my dear?
I missed the first part of the question. I'm getting a lot of background noise, and I don't know if it's me. I'm moving, so I think I have a better signal. But
okay.
What's the question? I'm sorry.
I said, what is your thoughts about, can you have a relationship after you have a one-night stand or after you have sex for the first time? You know what I mean? So it not necessarily means a one-night stand, but sometimes.
Right. Right. Well, obviously, if you have sex and you never hear from that person again, then it suddenly became a one night stand.
Yeah, right.
You can have a good relationship. And I know I'm kind of on the other side of the fence that you are. I mean, I completely respect you, and I respect people who say, oh, you should not have sex on the first date. But I've had some long relationships with men that I did have sex on the first date with. But it's one of those things where if you feel this, you know, intense connection with them, and you can tell, you know, if they feel it with you, because they're talking about things to do in the future. It's basically like you've already made your second and third dates while you're on your first one. So you really feel like you know you're going to see them again. And, you know, if it feels good, do it. I mean, going into it, you just have to know, you know, there's that chance that you may not hear from them again. You know, you may try to call them and they may never call you back. And so it might turn into a one-night stand, but if you're okay with that, you know, then do it if it feels right to you, you know. But if you're not okay with that, then that's someone I would say should never have sex on the first date. You know, and I guess I'm more free-spirited. I don't, you know, there's sometimes people, you just want sex, and maybe that person looks good for the night, and they're Mr. and Mrs. Right now, but they're not Mr. and Mrs. Right. As long as you know that you're just really wanting a physical hookup with that person, then and no one will get hurt, then I don't see anything wrong with it. That's the whole thing. As long as nobody's going to get hurt, I think when it comes into play, it's when one person, and it's not necessarily always women. You know, sometimes men want that connection to last longer than one night. And men are the same way as women. They think, oh, because she slept with me, she must really be into me, and so she's going to want to date me now. And maybe she doesn't. You know, maybe she just wanted a one-night stand. And so as long as both people know it may not lead to anything and they're okay with that, then I think it's fine.
But you talk to a lot more people than I do. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm going to share this with you. First of all, for me, okay, have I ever had a one-night stand? I did, but I planned for it to be a one-night stand, and it ended up being engagement, okay? So right? Exactly. So this is a few years ago, and, you know, I have a boyfriend now, and it's a lot different. But here's the deal. Do I think that you can? I do, and I just have to be really careful with sexual energy as you're tuning into things, okay? Because it is a very, very powerful energy to tune into, okay? That I'm going to be clear about that, because I don't think I would ever say, for me right now where I am, I would never sleep with someone without knowing them very well, okay? Would I do it with change that years ago? Yes. Would I see the clients, though? And please remember, this is from clients that I see and talk to all the time. And so, you know, I'm super picky about things. But I'll give you an example of a client I had recently. She's still my client. So you guys listen to this. I think that you can have, I'm going to be real clear, I think you can have a relationship after you sleep with someone the first night, okay? And it may not be a hookup like you leave a bar with somebody. It may be you have dinner with a man or a woman and you want to be with them, okay? So, you know, things lead to some, you know, things, one thing leads to another and it takes a, you know, you're in the bed or, you know, wherever you are. So with that in mind, this is, you know, online dating is so popular now and you and I did a chapter on it in a book. But here is what I really do feel. This client came to me and she says, Tariq, I met this guy. And she goes, I think he's wrong for me, but I'm super attracted to him. And I go, why do you think he's wrong for you? And she goes, because that's a cool statement to make. And she goes, because I'm feeling like I feel every time I connect with a guy and it ends up not being what I want. And if it's not what I want, it's probably not what he wants either. I was like, wow, okay. And she said, so this dude tells me, he goes, I want to sleep with you. It's an online thing. She goes, I want to sleep with you. I think you're hot, sexy from the pictures. And we were laughing. I go, he doesn't know if you look like Mrs. Doubtfire, because I saw Mrs. Doubtfire look alike. And I was like, wow. And that's so scary. So anyway, she says to him, she goes, I want to get to know you and take the time to get to know me and you'll see how wonderful I am. And long story short, he says, because he's pushing her for sex, I'd like to sleep with you and have sex with you. And that was attractive to her, okay? And she goes, I want to get to know your heart and soul, and let's you and I have a fabulous love together. And I was like, wow. And she goes, yeah, I told him that. Let's have a fabulous love together. I think it was fabulous. And he goes, that's an awful big word. And she goes, yes, I know how to spell it. That's pretty cool. And he says to her, he goes, well, my soul is not telling me, I have to listen to my soul, and my soul's not telling me that this is for me. And she goes, neither is my soul telling me that I need to sleep with you. Right? And
exactly. Yes.
I was like, wow, that's pretty sharp. Anyway, you know, but she put him, you know, she pushed him through the wall, right? And because I think men and women, they just said, we'll push us against the wall. So can you have a relationship? You know, yeah, you can. But if your guy or your girl, you're still sleeping with them, one-night stand, and it becomes a one-year stand or a six-month stand, probably more than just one-night stands there, okay, because there's probably a lot of emotions and feelings. What if you meet just for sex? Like, okay, how do you turn that around? You know, have you ever had a situation where one of your friends or one of your clients have just met for sex, you know? And she's saying, I got to take it slow, or he's saying, I got to take it slow. How do you jumpstart it to get it to the next level? Or can you, right? And they've been together for a few months. I really feel if it lasted more than a month, it's more than just sex. 30 days, and you can get sex anywhere, all right? So, but you don't, if you're, it's a one-night stand, it's a one-night stand. If it's a 30-day stand, then there's some feelings there. Don't you think? What's your thoughts on that?
I think so. Oh, yeah. I mean, I don't know very many people who can stay with somebody for a month unless they hardly see each other. Yeah, you know, so, you know, a month could mean, oh, we've seen each other twice, or it could mean we've seen each other 30 days, you know, every day. So I guess it kind of depends on how often they've seen each other within that month. Because could be just strictly physical. Yeah. But if they've really been talking every day and seeing each other on a very regular basis for a month, and I definitely think it's more than just a physical relationship. You know, there's some emotion involved. But maybe, you know, at the end of the month, somebody decided this person isn't for me, but then it's not a one-night stand. You know, there was some emotions involved for sure.
Right.
I think of, like, sex on the first date. It doesn't mean it's a one-night stand. It could mean the first date of many. It could mean the first date of the rest of your life with this person. And so, but if it turns out that you never hear from that person again, then suddenly sex on the first date became a one-night stand.
Right. Well, me and my dad used to say, why get the milk when you buy the cow when you get the milk free?
When you get the milk for free, right. Right.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, that's to listen to parents. It's true. But you made a good point. So if it's constant communication, I want to see you tonight, and, you know, and not once a week when, you know, I'm horny, you know.
Right.
And she said, and she told me, she goes, he told me he was in heat. I was like, well, good for him. And I was like, wow.
He just wanted sex then. Right. He just wanted sex. And that's the thing, you know, especially women. Women are, you know, and I said I have to group men in the same situation, you know, but women are usually the ones who are more guilty of that than men are, as far as attaching feelings onto a relationship that is really just physical for the other person, you know. Usually it is a woman,
right.
The woman who is saying, oh, my God, we've been seeing each other for a month, whereas the guy's saying a couple of times, you know, I mean, to him it's like, yeah, we hooked up, you know, once every 2 weeks for the last, you know, 4 weeks, which means we slept together for twice. But in the woman's mind, it's like, we've been dating for a month, you know, he's really into me. So the greatest book of all times is He's Just Not That Into You, which they made into a movie, but that was a book first. And that it's so true, the way women especially think that this guy is their boyfriend suddenly, when the guy really just wanted sex. So it's really all the way the person is coming across. And you know, you have to get a feel for where they're at, and you can do that in a variety of ways. And like your client who said, I want a fabulous love with you, you know, that's one way, because I think that would make most people turn around and run the other way.
Yeah, but you know what it was? It was great, because she said, now you know how I feel, buddy. You know, so I was like,
right.
Good for you, you
exactly.
know.
Exactly.
Right. Yeah.
Exactly.
You know, it's funny as, I mean, I love that about her.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. It's like, I want to get married and have kids with you. So let's go to bed. That's going to make every person, man or woman, run right out the door.
Well, I have another client that she was arguing with her ex-boyfriend on the phone. This is funny. Because what I really like to see and is it just sex, right? And I'm going to be a little different than you on this one, because I think that, and as an intuitive person, a psychic person, whatever you want to say, if somebody is, like, reaching for you again and again and again, and then it starts, it's like once every week, once every 2 weeks, once a month, and it starts in the connections building, and it gets stronger, then I think there's real feelings there. You know what I mean? And he or she both, like you said, may try to negate that somewhat. But I do. I feel like, and then you got to, when I'm looking at a person, go, what is your soul agreement here? And then I'll figure that out, you know, with their help, of course. And then we'll look at it. Is he in love or is this just sex? And I've had to do both. And it's hard because people that are so, I mean, you know, I had real issues with commitment at one time. But people that are really afraid of commitment, I mean, they can be so hurtful and mean-spirited. They really can.
Mm-hmm.
And remember, it's not because
yeah.
they're mean or just a jerk. They are just fearful of commitment, or they're fearful of what you make them feel, not what you make, because I believe you feel, or what you mirror back to them and how they're feeling, and it feels so amazing and good. How can it feel this good with this person and they never have felt like this before? Because that connection is there. I really feel that.
Mm-hmm.
And I know I myself have experienced it. But you've got to look back at your past relationships and you go, okay, I've felt this connection before, and how did it end up? Okay, so if you felt that connection before and how did it end up, you know, then you got to say, okay, is this something old or is this something new that, because I've worked on myself, I've created, you know. I'm working with a guy. He's amazing. He's an amazing soul. He says to me, he goes, I'm going to be friends first, and then I'm going to develop something more. He goes, I'm in the process of recreating myself. And so I met someone, and he says, Tori, what do you think? And I said, what do you think? He says, I like her. And I said, well, be slow. Just take it slow. And he's taking it slow, and she's, like, trying to push him. And he goes, do I drop her? And I said, what do you feel? He goes, part of me wants to drop her. Part of me wants to know how far she'll push me. I said, well, I would still continue because I think she's liking you and doesn't know how to handle it, you know. But he says she wants to go to bed, and I don't. So how interesting is that, right? You know what I'm saying? So I've met some characters, and I met another guy who he's working with me, and he says, you know, women want to push sex. And he's a good-looking dude, a runner, an athlete.
because the clients I work with says I'm into running and being an athlete. A lot of them are coming to me that are the same. And he said, but he goes, I had sex with my wife, we divorced, and now I'm going to take it slow. And that's okay, right? And he says, that's what I want to do. And then, you know, I've met another guy, just a guy. He goes, I slept with her and I want to see her again. He goes, she is amazing. She's so free with herself, free-spirited, which I think a lot of people enjoy. Hard for them to be, but they like to enjoy that in somebody else, right? So,
right.
So I think it's not whether you sleep with somebody or not. It's how, is this the same kind of relationship you've always attracted and hoping that it'll be something different if those relationships in the past you did not enjoy, okay?
Right.
So it's really not about sex. It is about, is this the same kind of guy or the same kind of woman you've always attracted and you want something different, okay? So then you take sex off the table. It's not about that. That's my own personal feeling about, you know, with that. And what I've experienced with people, I mean, listen, I got some great stories. You and I have great stories. We need to write a darn book about those.
I know.
yeah. You know. But, you know, what I find cool is that men and women, when you work on yourself, and how do you work on yourself, personal health, mind fitness, and body fitness, I think is key. Then if you sleep with somebody, it's not about does he like me or does she like me. It's about is this the relationship that I want to experience? Does it feel like the past ones, or is it something brand new that I feel like I truly deserve? So that's it. What do you feel? What do you think? Any thoughts on that or comments about that? Because you've got a great relationship. And I know that you've meditated and dreamed
about it before. I've had so many different relationships. You know, it's like, boy, you think, okay, I haven't repeated, like, the same guys, the same type of guys. I've had some of the same lessons with completely different guys, you know. And I'm sitting here going, what is a common denominator with most of my exes, you know, that I could say I'm just repeating a pattern. And so I'm sitting there going, okay, what's wrong with me when I have, you know, a different issue with every single different man? Is it me? Probably.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not attracted to the same kind of man. There's a different one. And yeah, I got an issue. Could it be me? Probably.
No, Di, I don't think that is not you.
Of course not. Of course not.
Yeah, but I'll tell you something right now. Here's what I do know. If you have struggle with self-love, self-worth, you know, you're going to get a guy that's going to probably do some passive-aggressive behavior or very aggressive behavior. It doesn't really matter where you're hurting. And if you've healed that, then when he does it or she does it, because women, man, can do the same darn thing. And it doesn't hurt, you know, and you've got to, you know, that means you're healing it and getting stronger. But I promise you this, ladies and men, or gentlemen and men, you're going to get that test again and again and again until it's done, until you're past it, you know. And, you know, I know that you've been struggling, you know, before with things, but what I'm really strong message I got is, like, this is really pushing her. You told me something the other day. This is really pushing her to understand how valuable she is to her relationship. Really, Di. And I want you to know that, how valuable you are to your guy in your relationship. All right? And he's realizing that, too, as well as you. Okay? So,
well, good.
I would know when you're about time. He needs to step up his game, right? I told my dad that. You guys can't step it up. So, you know, just be really clear on what you're looking for in a relationship, okay? You know, and if it's a one-night stand, great. Enjoy that one-night stand. I have a friend of mine, and she's a client too. She struggles with it. She goes, if I hadn't slept with him the first night, we'd still be together. I go, absolutely not. I said, one of the things that you're doing is that you choose a man that you're, and we make this situation. We choose a guy or we choose a girl, and we're like, okay, is this the one? Rather than just being with the one that you're with, Mr. Right for now or Mrs. Right for now. And it gives you a chance to look at, is this the kind of guy or is this the kind of woman that I've always attracted, and I'm really working on myself and I want to attract somebody better? Or I want to be the best I can for this relationship that I'm already in. All you got to do. And don't judge yourself. Don't say, okay, because it's not about sex. It's about creating a great partner, if that's what you're looking for, or creating a great relationship with yourself. should be a little bit of both, I think. So that's my thought about it. That sex is never wrong. I love sex, okay? And I know that with the right person, it's amazing, you know? And maybe the right person is a one-night stand, or that guy for that night, or that girl for that night. You know, so we get all screwed up in our heads about that. By the cow, we can get the milk free.
Good. I don't. It doesn't bother me at all. One night stand? Oh, no, that's fine. It was fun.
Yeah.
Can't take it personally.
She called me. She goes, I lost one of my heels at his house. I go, well, go down the Walk of Shame and go get it. She goes, no, it's bothering you there.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, gosh. Does he have to walk with one shoe home?
But she had, like, little flip-flops, you know what I mean? She'd wear heels, and she had packs of flip-flops. I was like, how did you know? God. She goes, I packed everything. I was like, so you planned? She goes, I did. And she goes, I was like, so you know, one of your heels there. Anyway, so good for her. She planned. You know, she knew
she was kind of planning on it then. So, you know, she already was planning on it. So even if he gave off signals to her that night that he was not looking for a relationship, she still had planned on sleeping with him. So,
she
went into that. Yeah, she went into that saying, I'm going to sleep with this guy whether he's right for me or not, or whether he wants me or not. I want to sleep with him. You know, and that's okay as long as you know you may not hear from him again, as long as you're not going to get hurt, you know.
That's okay. Exactly. Well, here's a little side note to that. Because she was, like, sure of who she is and what she was looking for, he called her, and now they're seeing each other a little bit. She goes,
oh, that's
I
fun.
Said,
yeah.
Yeah, it's like, so she got her shoe back, you know, too, as well. She says, I was using it to call him, but because she knew what she wanted and who she was, and she didn't feel bad because, and I think that he right there, because that's an energy we said, I feel so bad. Now you got to sleep with me, and you got to be my boyfriend, or you got to be my girlfriend. So I shouldn't have done that. Anyway,
it's not.
But I was gonna tell you this. One of my clients, she's arguing with her boyfriend or ex boyfriend, right? And he says, "You just want to have sex with me again." He goes, "No, I don't." He beats this. He goes, "Okay, I want to have sex with you." And he goes, "Would this be a bad time to have if we could have a baby?" Because he certainly would. I changed my mind.
Yes, it would. I guess I don't want sex after all.
Yeah, she goes, you're no fun. He says, no, I'm not going to be a daddy. Anyway, I like them both. That was funny. But you know what? So what's the conclusion here? It's not even about sex, knowing who you are and being strong in that and being clear on what you're looking for. And saying that's what I'd like to attract. And if you have sex with somebody, don't feel bad about it. That holds you back from a relationship with yourself and with others.
Right.
I really do feel that. And if you're saying, is this a good boyfriend? How can he be my boyfriend? Stop a second, observe it, and say, okay, is this the kind of relationship that I've always been in? It's just showing up in a different package. And if it is, you don't want that package, then let that go. And if it isn't, and it's like a new package, and it's a new feeling, and it's a new type of man or woman that you're attracting, then you know that you've done the work on yourself, and now you're getting good pay for it, right? Those do the work, get the pay, and sometimes the pay is a relationship or a great night of sex. Doesn't really matter, or a great job, career, whatever it may be. So that's what I want to say. And the Oscars are on tonight. We're going to try to cut
the
show
Oscars
off a
are
little
on.
Early.
We got to go.
I know. We got to go. So anyway, you guys, take a look at LuckyParadiseCasinos.com. I talk about them all the time. They're amazing, amazing, amazing. The best online magazine, and it has something for everybody. It has some gambling, but it is an art magazine of art. I saw an article in there about Elvis Presley, about him, those handsome men, him, those beautiful women, some great foods that you can enjoy, great wine. It's all about the Beatles. There's an article on there about the Beatles. And then, of course, you have the relationship article that Moi and Di proofed it. She helped me to become the writer I am today. So thank you, Di. And that next article that's going to go, I think that Michael haven't submitted, will be about long-distance relationships. Have you ever had a long-distance? I used to prefer them, but it's all good.
Yes, I did, too. I had two of them, and I know it was by design. I know.
clearly it was by design. I didn't really have room in my life for a man at the time. And so the long distance thing worked well for me. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Totally. Yes. Yeah, but they're okay if you don't want commitment.
Well, then you can't have a commitment and be in them.
Yeah.
It takes a lot of work.
They're good for
life.
Right. Yeah, totally.
And so, yeah. And Corey Crouch, you'd be free. So check out LuckyParadiseCasinos.com. It is the best online magazine. It's got something for everybody. Wow, and I'm not a foodie, but it's got some food stuff information in there. It's amazing. And shopping and everything. So I try to touch a little bit of it. And so you guys check it out. Check out the article by Angel Coaches. And follow us on Facebook.com/AngelCoaches. And our next Blog Talk Radio show will be Tuesday night at 8:30. So, Guy, go watch the Oscars, and I'm going to go watch it. And everybody that's listening, and now or later, have a great now. Talk to you soon. Bye, everybody.
Thanks. Bye.